John Davis filling in for Sandy today. We are now joined by the fans' Denver Nuggets analyst, George Karl. And Coach, the Nuggets, they won again last night. They're really starting to roll, maybe hit their stride. Do you see this as sustainable going forward, or is it just kind of a streak?
Oh, you know, as a coach, you're always worried. You know, you're probably more into wins sometimes can bring good things, but it also can bring some bad things. So I'm happy. I'm happy with what the Nuggets done. I thought the four games, what I liked about the four games was, you know, I think fans like when they play really well and everything's popping and hopping and looking good. But what I saw in three of the four games is when they played poorly or average, it didn't drop that far down. It was still pretty solid basketball. And I think they were more consistent. They played 40. No one plays 48 minutes of solid basketball, but they were in close to the 40 minute of where they played well almost the whole game. Their defense looked like it's taken an uptick. I thought Malone did a really good job in Milwaukee with the zone. I see things coming together. But the NBA season has ebb and flows. I mean, there's highs and there's lows. And we haven't seen a lot of highs, and now we've seen some. A couple of my guys we talked to last night, I said, the All-Star break's coming at the wrong time, because I know they probably want to go off and rest, but when you're playing well, you want to keep playing. And, you know, they're going to have 5, 6, 7 days of, you know, vacation and regrouping and getting back to where they are now. I think they're capable of doing it, but I think, you know, it makes, as coaches, we always are nervous. Kind of think what bad can happen instead of what good is happening.
Coach, how do they sustain momentum? Last year, Nuggets started off the season very well, and then right before the All-Star break, kind of teetered and came out of the All-Star break and wasn't really playing good basketball. You know, that's kind of been the MO of this team. So right now they're playing great basketball, winning the last four games. So how do you get out of this All-Star break and still play at a high level?
Well, the guy I got to tip my hat off to is Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray has been really, really good in the last couple of weeks. And Jokic has been special all year, so we've kind of taken that for granted. But the uptick that I see in NBA success is one of your best players is playing really good basketball. And that's what Jamal Murray is doing now. In fact, I would say I think he's playing as good as I've ever seen him play. Maybe the bubble was better. But, you know, playing back-to-backs and playing on the road, he's been consistent, he's been solid, and he's shooting the hell out of it. So I got to give a lot of credit to him, a little bit of credit to the bench. The bench seems like it's more confident. It's more confident in their anger and their intensity. In a couple of the road games, it was the bench that lifted them up and got them going. And so I think those things got to sustain. Jamal has got to become more consistent, like he has been. And I think the bench has got to develop a personality that they're confident, strong, and perform every night.
We are joined by our Nuggets analyst, head coach George Karl. George, have you seen anything recently from Michael Porter Jr. where you're seeing him take that next step to where hopefully everybody hopes he can be one day?
Well, what I see is him playing four. And I think that's right now, the personality of the Nugget basketball team has minutes at the four position. And I think that's where he's got to, I mean, he might not want to be a four, but I think that's where he's got to play. And if he plays like he's playing now, he'll get more minutes. Now, when everybody that's injured comes back, that minute problem, the clutter of talent sometimes disturbs minute distribution. And this roster has a little bit of a clutter of a lot of good players. And can they figure out a rhythm and a confidence with minute rotation? And I think that's what we're looking at a little bit in the second half of the season.
Coach, in your first answer to the question, you said that you liked what Coach Malone did the other night in Milwaukee when he went to zone. And we know that Michael Porter Jr. had got two early fouls in that game, but did the Nuggets stumble on something? Should they be playing a little bit more zone, especially with the head coach that is a defensive head coach and values his defense? So with the personnel that they have, are they best suited for zone rather than man-to-man defense?
I don't think this team, the makeup and personality of this team, is a great defensive team. They might be able to get to good, but they're probably never going to be a great defensive team. And so the one thing that enhances defenses is create confusion by maybe playing different defenses, like play man-to-man some, play zone some, mess it up, mix it around. Good players, good to great players, like to know, they like to get comfortable. And I think zone makes even good players, really good players, uncomfortable at times. So yes, I would say yes. I think they should mess around. I talk to my son all the time about where the NBA is going. I think zones are going to become more prevalent in the NBA over time. It might be 5 years from now, but I think what they ran into, they took a really good Milwaukee team and confused them and won a game easy, which is hard to do in the NBA.
Coach, John. Coach, I was watching something the other day on TNT where it had Shaq and Dwayne Wade and Candace Parker, and they were kind of discussing of where the NBA has evolved to, especially when you look at the pick and roll game. And Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are so good at that pick and roll game. But then they started talking about how to kind of take it away. And, you know, if that gets away from the Nuggets team, and that's Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are hindered slightly, that's going to change the dynamic of this whole basketball team. So do you see anything else offensively that they should be working on at this point, even though that they've been together for so many years?
The one thing I've talked a great deal about playing more with a point guard on the court. But the second thing I would talk about is I'm a little nervous on their shooting. You know, in playoff situations, coaches have the ability to define by their defense on what shots they're going to give up. And, this team shoots the ball really well a lot of nights, but they have spells where they don't shoot the ball very well. And so that would be one area that I would, as a coach, try to figure out how to keep good shooting rotation, players that knock down shots on the court on a consistent basis. And the pick and roll stuff is, with Jokic in the pick and roll, I don't know how you cover it. I'll be honest with you. I've had five or six coaches call me and say, how do you cover Jokic? And I said, I really don't know how you cover him. I have some thoughts that you cover him, but Jokic is so good. He's a point guard. No, he's not even a point guard. He's one of the best passers in the NBA. Top 10, maybe top 5 passers and decision makers in the NBA. And so, he loves to figure out the game. He loves you throw things at him and he'll figure out how to find the answer. And he does it very well. And I mean, what a performer. And his game in the last couple of weeks, he's putting on shows.
George, thank you so much for joining us today. We're hoping to see the Nuggets come out of the All-Star break looking just as hot as they went into it.
Well, their schedule was favorable, which is good. Their hardest part of the schedule is, I think, behind them. And they do have somewhat of a favorable schedule. They have a really tough April. Early April was really a tough place. But they should be ready for that. You know, they play a lot of playoff contending championship caliber teams early in April. And they got to get ready for that, and then that stretch will get them ready for the playoffs.
The remainder of the season, Michael Porter Jr. just has to be a 30-plus minute a night guy, right, Coach?
You know, I'm not in the minutes. I think, you know, his talent says he should be on the court. But I think he's in a stage in his career he's got to earn those minutes.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
You too. Celebrate, guys. Bye-bye.
That's our Denver Nuggets insider, Coach George Karl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.